Hey, this is Kyle from the Long Box Cast. I'm sure you've heard my co-host Steve talk about Revenge Lover designs a million times. But now I'm going to mention it for the 1,000,001 time, so stick with me here. If you need a really kick-ass logo, but you don't want to ask your neighbor's kid because you know he's going to do it on PowerPoint or Microsoft Word, then go to RevengeLover.com and tell her Kyle from the Long Box Cast sent you. I guarantee you she'll use Photoshop or Illustrator, one of the professional design programs that graphic designers are supposed to be doing. Seriously, who the hell uses PowerPoint?
To a brand new episode of Not Another B Horror Cast. We are really moving along because we are on episode number 25. So that's a big, big thing. Most of my shows drop off on episode 3. At least two of them did. But today is going to be a little different. But before we, I'm gonna hold this. We have a surprise guest. I didn't promote it or whatnot, but I'll get into that, but I'll do all the boring crap beforehand. So, hello, this is another, B Horror Cast. I'm Steve-O.
And I'm Anna.
And, of course, you can find us on the 4iRadioNetwork.com, Facebook, Twitter, Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher, Zune Marketplace, BlackBerry Podcast, Blueberry Podcast, Mirror Guide, Double Swiss. Yeah, I have it all written down. Double Twist, YouTube, Swell Radio, and Player FM. There's no way I can memorize this half the time. It's weird. Some of them I can and some of them I can't. Like, I'm like, what are we on? And then we keep switching ones out. Be like, oh, we're not using this one anymore. I know the fans are like, well, I shouldn't even say fans. We only have like 42 likes.
The three listeners that we get.
It's weird. We do have like over 200 listens every week, but I'm all like, okay, that should show on the Facebook page. But then I don't know if listens are just people who like, oh, I wonder what this is. Oh, this is crap. And they just leave and we just get that listen. But of course, we're also brought to you by Revenge Lover Designs. Illustrates and designs that fit your personality. For samples and inquiries, please visit RevengeLover.com. And don't forget to go to Amazon.com. You don't go to Amazon, though. You go to the Sasquatch.net, click on the Amazon banner, and shop like you normally do. So we do not have any show notes this week because we have a guest in the studio. This is a guy that I went probably elementary school. We've known each other since and all the same stuff. And he hit me up on Facebook and he was like, yeah, I really like your horror podcast. Like, it was like the first podcast he listened to. So I was like, okay, cool.
I'm very sorry.
I know. He was all like, it's the first podcast I listened to, so I don't know if it's good or not. I'm like, I guarantee there's better ones out there. And, yeah, so without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to David. I don't know if you want to use your full name or just David.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so David, how are you?
Good, good.
And this is the first podcast you've ever been on.
Yep.
So you know what that means.
No, probably we just, a lot of dead air.
No. We just popped your cherry.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. So, and it's crazy. We have two gingers in the studio. Yeah, so buddy. I'm the only one with a soul right now.
Hey, I've got plenty of souls. They're just not mine.
Every freckle is a soul.
That's what I'm scared about. I'm all like, which one is going to steal my soul, or do you guys split them up?
I think you lost yours long ago, because I tried stealing it when I first met you, and I couldn't. So I don't know if there's just it's just like a little tiny withered thing that I can't get a hold of or what, but I just gave up.
So, we're not really going to have too much show notes or anything like that. I mean, of course, we've heard about, Aliens 5 is going to be getting a release date. Newt's going to be back, which is weird because that whole story where it's like, didn't she die in the third one? Yeah. Even you're like, wait, yeah.
Yeah,
someone pointed that out. Another friend of the show, actually on another show, Ziggy pointed that out. He was like, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, but it's just weird that they've like totally. And I'm like, you know what? They'll probably just pull the bullshit of like, oh, it's a clone, like, you know, or some crap.
Like
some
they did
crap.
In Alien Resurrection, right?
Yeah, or unless Alien 5. Alien
yeah,
5.
Terrible.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or Alien 5 will be one of those ones where it's all like, this takes place before like stuff happened. Oh. And I hate when they do that crap because I'm like, then don't call it Alien 5. Call it like Alien
the
In Between,
yeah.
You know? Alien In Between. I want that one. Just some random thing. But before we dive into everything and stuff like that, Anna and I like to give the viewers, not the viewers, but the listeners at home, maybe they could be viewers, you never know. Maybe we'll get a cam if I can afford it and people actually shop on Amazon.com and give me fucking money. You can cuss to your heart's content on this thing. So it's funny when I always mess with people too, like we'll be cussing before and I'm like, oh yeah, fuck, and I'm dirty as hell and everything like that. And then we go about to go on air with certain shows. I'm like, oh yeah, we're like a Christian network. And their faces are like okay, I don't know anything about Jesus. I'm like, oh, that's a shame, because we have the Jesus pop culture game show that we play on there. No, just kidding. So yeah, you can cuss to your heart's content. Don't worry about it. We're not going to edit it. We're not going to stifle you. But before we jump into the – yeah, she she stifles everybody. She's like, I'm a ginger.
Pretty much. No,
that's how they sound.
No.
I am a ginger. Oh, there's a new horror movie, and I know the voice now. I'll get the guy who played Leprechaun and dress him up as a ginger now nice, and be like, I am a ginger. I steal your soul. I'm sure Netflix will pick it up.
Probably.
Because they'll take anything. Yeah. They're like, what? You got a shit? Well, I'll take it. So Anna and I usually like to bring the listeners into our world, and we talk about our week for a little bit. So, Anna, how has your week been so far? We're almost to – well, when people listen to this, we're like the Friday Eve show.
It's better. I finally got all that bullshit straightened out at work, so I can actually get up and pee now instead of having to wait and use my breaks and – because they literally told me, well, if you're away from your desk for more than 5 minutes throughout the day, you have to make it up at the end of the day. And I was like, okay. So I went over my lead and my supervisor's heads and went to their manager. And I was like, I just want to make sure that this is applicable for either the whole department or I can just go back to what I was doing before. And she's like, no, you can go back to what you were doing before. I was like, oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, it's like a weird, stupid thing.
But other than that, it was great.
That's good.
What about you?
I got addicted. I'm addicted to Doctor Who now.
Woo!
Finally started watching that. Yeah, if you haven't noticed her TARDIS.
Yeah.
Who I threw
still haven't seen it. But.
No, that was me. Like, everyone talked about it, and I feel kind of bad because not like it was anything that I was like, oh, I need to get this or it's on my radar. It was the weirdest thing that it's like once I started watching it, people – I'm like – I know it's been out for a while, so I'm like – I accept spoilers. It's been out for a while, you know. But when I didn't know about half of the spoilers and someone told me about it, like I just saw the final episode and I didn't know the Doctor's spoiler – he does this thing called regeneration where he becomes like another person or whatnot. And that's how he has this long lifespan pretty much. So he does that at the end of season one, but I didn't know about it. And someone's already told me about it. So then when I saw it finally, I was like, that would have been really cool to see for the first time of just going like, what the hell's going on? And then literally like the season ends. And it's just like this new person and you're like, wait, what? And then I'm like, granted, it's on DVD now and I can watch it, binge watch it, no problem. But I'm like, imagine people who saw it for the first time and was just all like, what? I gotta wait till Christmas for this shit? No! Like,
yeah.
So angry. Like, I could just imagine.
It sucks because the first, like, 4 or 5 seasons I watched week to week.
Oh, wow.
And it pissed me off so much, especially whenever they had the 2-parter episodes. I'm like, damn it, no! Like...
So yeah, that's really cool. And actually, I what I'm bringing Doctor Who up is the fact that there are some really creepy episodes in there.
Oh, yeah.
Different little things. So I figure once I get to those, I will probably talk about them on the podcast. Like, but
the silence.
Without listening to us, let's get into David here. Now, David, we've known each other since elementary school.
Yeah, happy elementary.
You hit me up on Facebook, and I was like, hey, yeah. So we came hung out, and you're like, yeah, I liked your. I didn't even know you were into horror and stuff like that. So I was like, cool. You know, anything you want to add to, like, if you, like, have suggestions, like, as a horror fan, be like, oh, this is some stuff you can add to the show or whatnot, more than welcome. I would love to hear input and everything like that. But let's give a little backstory about you, like, what you've been up to, what you do for a living, if you want to give that out, or, and then we'll dive into, we're going to pick your brain, basically.
All right.
You're a guest, so.
Sounds good. Probably a lot of dead air in here. But
no, you're good. You're good.
I just cook now. Yeah, that's about it.
That's about it.
build motorcycles, pretty boring life.
I like how you say that, but I'm saying it. But it's funny because with you, also, like, I've never ridden a motorcycle. You're like, we're getting you to do that this year. There's that, and then I need to shoot a gun, apparently. Like,
I'm going to get you to shoot a gun off a motorcycle.
Off a motorcycle. Well, you know what's going to happen? This is what's – okay, so a lot of things are going to happen for me this year. Apparently, I need to run a marathon. Pat hit me up going, like, you need to run this marathon in, like, November. And I'm like, okay, so I need to get in shape for that. Then everybody wants me to dress as Deadpool for Halloween, so I need to find a costume for that. So now I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Just I'm going to combine all these things. I'm going to get in shape, be Deadpool, ride a motorcycle as Deadpool, and fire a gun.
Right? Through a marathon.
Through a marathon.
There you go. You're set.
Boston won't know it hit them.
Oh,
what? Too soon?
Too soon.
Fine. We'll go with California.
I'm fine with that.
But yeah, so what I would like to know, so you're a horror fan, didn't even know this, so I'm not going to say, like, what's your favorite horror movie of all time, because I know the spectrum is very weird, but what I would like to ask you is, like, so what was, like, probably, like, the first horror movie you saw, and you were like, you know what, I kind of like this genre, or what, you know, so what was one of those, and then what made you, like, okay, I'm going to check out other ones?
It was basically, I was probably about 12, 13. No, I was probably like 11, actually. My mom showed me Psycho.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, ooh. Alfred Hitchcock Psycho, which was amazing. Then it was Birds, and then it just, like, so I went straight for the Hitchcock.
Okay, yeah.
And then I slowly went up, you know, Vincent Price, and I started with the olders. I'm still not 100% with new horror films. They're just...
Yeah, they're really hit and miss.
Yeah, it's like, I don't like the just jump out and something scare you. It's gotta, like, you know, get you deep, you know?
Yeah, like, I like twists in horror films where it's going one way and then it has, like, this, it's not like a huge twist. It's not like this major, like, oh my God, like, it's just a little tweet and you're like, oh shit, like, that's a game changer, you know, kind of thing. But I know what you're talking about because you always see it. Where it's like somebody's doing something, and you're like, okay, where's the jump? All right, where's it doing? Like, and there was like, they're like, we want you to focus over here, but you're like, the thing's gonna happen over here, you know, kind of thing.
The music gets all dramatic, and it's like, all right, here it comes,
You know, kind of thing. Yeah. So another question I had, which I thought was interesting, like, and I don't have any of these questions written down. I'm just kind of remembering what I came up with. So, what was a horror movie that you saw as a kid that scared you like to death? Maybe, or you were just like really frightened of, and then later on when you rewatched it when you were older, you were like, why was I scared of this?
Birds.
Birds, really?
Yeah, Birds. It scared the hell out of me. Like, I didn't like Birds after that, and, you know, I got a tattoo of it. So I was like, all right. You know, yeah, that was the one that got me deep, and I actually didn't watch that again until I was probably 16, 17.
Oh, okay.
Like, a good 5-6 years went by, and I was I think I'm ready for this.
I'm actually curious now. Do you have a movie like that, or were you just desensitized when you were three?
Everyone's been trying to find, like, what scares me and stuff like that, and I'm not trying to be like, oh, I'm not scared of anything. Literally nothing. Like, I figure things out. Like, we'll watch horror movies, and I'll be like, oh, it's probably this, and then it's like, that happens. She's like, how do you – and I'm like, I don't know. My brain just works in this weird fashion where I can figure out what's what sometimes, but I want to say, like – it's okay, this is the weird part. I don't want to say, like, nothing scares me because my parents would watch – where we would let us watch – like, I watched Poltergeist when I was 5. Actually, the thing that scared me the most, which is even in a horror film, and this is the only reason why, because my parents couldn't figure it out. Every time The Labyrinth came on, I would start crying. And I'd be scared. I'd be scared. And then finally,
David
years later,
Bowie's crotch is really creepy.
Oh my God!
And I was scared. And finally, my mom was all like, "Why were you always so terrified of The Labyrinth?" Because now I'm like, The Labyrinth is great. It's classic. It's fun. And I was like, "Oh, you don't know?" I go, Ryan, my oldest brother, told me, he's like, "That's gonna happen." And everyone's like, oh, you're going to be kidnapped by – I was like, no, I thought I was going to be kidnapped by Muppets and having to listen to horrible songs by David Bowie at a very young age.
Yeah, that
He'd be
would
like,
be...
have you heard of The Babe? I'm like, no!
That would be horrifying.
That would.
So now when I tell that, it's a funny story now because my parents had no idea. Every time The Labyrinth would come out, I'd be freaking out. And then now I'm like, If you're going to be kidnapped by a shit ton of Muppets, not even Muppets. These are like they're like from Jim Henson, but they're not Muppets kind of thing. So, yeah. But, yeah, no, I'm thinking about it because, like, I watched Poltergeist, the original, when I was little. I saw Child's Play, Puppet Masters when I was little, Gremlins and all this kind of stuff. So it's like.
Actually, on that same line, like, whenever I was little, I watched, I think it was like 7 or 8, and I watched Vertigo for the first time. And that scared me to death.
That's
and
great
I couldn't.
Film.
It's a really good movie, but film. It scared me to death, especially like whenever he has that nightmare and like he's like going through the weird, like, that creeped me out. And like, especially like falling to the grave. Like, that scared the hell out of me when I was 7. I rewatched it and I'm like,
Yeah, that's what always happens. It's like, well, we sometimes do that where we will watch a movie that we haven't seen for a while. Like, we watched, like, I think our first episode was Nightmare on Elm Street. And you never saw the original. You saw the remake. But when watching it again, I'm going, like, does it still kind of hold up? I'm like, yeah, I mean, yeah, the effects are a little cheesy, but it still has a really good story.
Yeah, it's
very,
story.
You know, driven and stuff like that. And that's what I liked. That's what I feel that's lacking in a lot of horror movies now is they're not focusing on the actual story. Mm-hmm. Is the fact that they're focusing on, like, okay, let's see what special effects we can throw in here. Let's see what we can do with
how
that.
How can we scare somebody?
You know, how can we scare somebody kind of thing.
And actually, it's kind of also same story, different, slightly different movie. Yes. Whenever I was little, I watched Jaws when I was like 6.
Ooh.
And that scared the hell out of me because I thought that Jaws was going to come out of the floor and eat me at night. So I never wanted to go to the bathroom. And finally, I was like, okay, he's in the water. He's like in the ocean. He's not going to come get me. Then we watched Tremors. And I was like, fuck you.
<What's that?
laughs> So speaking of Jaws, I do have this story that I didn't want to tell on the thing. So the other night, Patrick was telling me they were having family movie night. And his littlest girl, Bailey, she's like 6 now. And she's like, I want to watch Jaws. And they're like, okay. So they're like, anytime something happened, we tell you to close your eyes over that. And at the end of the movie, she was sad because she felt bad for the shark. And then she – but this is the thing. This kid is smart as hell. Like, this is like this – she's going to, like, cure cancer or something later on in life. Or actually, as Pat said, he's like, she'll cure cancer, but she will despite hating the human race, she will not reveal it. Like, she'll be like, I'm just going to keep this for me. Like, that's the kind of person she's probably going to be. But at the end of it, she's like, yeah, I don't know why everyone was being mean to the shark. The shark was just trying to eat. And you sit there going like, yeah, actually, it's kind of true. Yeah, it's true.
It's just trying to eat.
It was just trying to feed itself. So it's just kind of like funny with that. So I just bust out laughing with that when I heard that. I was like, wow, that's it's scary and funny at the same time because you're like, she does have a point because everyone else didn't think of it. They're like, oh, they're just killing machines and everything. But like, no, it's just trying to get food. So you were telling me a couple of stories when we hung out the last time or whatnot. Like you went to you've pretty much biked across and not like, you know, bicyclist, but motorcycle across pretty much the, you know, the nation almost and everything like that. And you stopped. So you actually stopped off at the Warrens Museum.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would like to know, like, I'm going to pick your brain on a bunch of different things and stuff like that. So yeah, tell us about that experience.
It was really cool. You know, you get up there and you have this really eerie, just feeling about the entire neighborhood. Like you start getting into the neighborhood and it's just weird. You know, you get to the house, you know, you come up, you pay your $25, you go down, they bless you before and after, which I always thought was weird. You know, it makes me uncomfortable. It's like, okay, this is weird. Sorry about that. And they don't let you, as you go in, they tell you, you know, you can't take pictures. There's certain items that you can't stare at very long.
You can get up on the mic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There you go.
They get you to, you know, move fast throughout the museum, but you get in there and, you know, the Annabelle doll, for instance, you can't look at it for very long. They won't let you. There's a guy that's with you and he'll just be like, okay, move on. And it's really strange. And it's like, apparently there's been deaths, you know, I'm sure you've both read about the deaths that have been with that doll, but they're very, very skeptical of the doll because it seems too new, you know, for being that old. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, but it's really cool museum. They got a lot of really cool relics in there.
So you said whenever you came up to the neighborhood, like you felt like, what kind of, was it just like you felt uncomfortable, like you shouldn't be there? Or was it like something was watching you? Or was it just sort of like just
like a
old vibe?
Old vibe, like a really heavy feeling right on your chest. You know, it's just like the second you get there, you know, you're close, which I thought was really cool. You know, it's like, all right, that's awesome. But you get there and it's just like, I don't know if everybody did it, but I second-guessed myself going in. I was like, should I go into this place? Like, it's really neat. You know, they have it really set up, and everything's really protected there, at least in their eyes, very protected. But, yeah, it's actually a really nice house.
Oh, that's very cool.
So did you get any creepy vibes from anything in particular in the museum, or was it just sort of like
stuff that
they said was haunted or possessed or whatever?
They didn't talk about everything, you know. It was more or less, oh, what's that? And they would, oh, that's from this case and this happened. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Move it along.
It was interesting because you told me, like, there was 3 items that you couldn't, like, stare at very long. And I know the Annabelle doll was one of them. You said there was a sword?
Yeah, there's a whole samurai suit. And the sword is separate from the suit, but it belongs to the suit. And they won't let you look at the sword very long or, like, touch the sword. It's out of a case, which I thought was weird. Because a lot of that stuff is in cases.
Mm. Yeah.
The sword's out, and they're like, okay, that's the sword, but this is the suit. And they really focus on the suit. And I asked them, like, yeah, that's one of those items we don't like talking about. Let's move it along. And they really kind of force you through it, which I thought was weird. But apparently things, you know, are said to latch onto you there. So it's understandable how they'd be like, okay, let's go.
Well,
you know?
I know that's understandable because I know with, like, some of the people who do, like, you know, go ghost hunting and all this kind of stuff, like, sometimes if you communicate with something and something comes back, sometimes things come back with you at a certain point or whatnot. And then the other thing I thought was just very weird, you were, like, a scarf.
Yeah, the scarf. I didn't ask about the scarf, though. It was just a scarf that was in a case with, I think it was a hat. Yeah, it was a small little, like, child's hat and a lady scarf. And I didn't really ask about it because it didn't interest me.
Mm.
But I was looking at it, and they're like, okay.
And move along.
Yeah. And they only did that on those three items,
those
too.
Those three
you
items.
Know, I could, you know, you could sit there and look at all the other stuff as long as you want, but those three items that I saw, they were like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, well, they have been, like, they have reports about, like, the Annabelle doll being in different positions. Like,
yeah.
I think they said, like, every, like, 3 days it kind of moves or whatnot. It does something.
Yeah, and I know that, like, back in the day, then Ed Warren was taking a couple through, and this is probably why they don't let you stare at it for too long, is because Ed Warren was taking a couple through his museum, and the guy started, like, mocking Annabelle, and he's like, oh, you're not going to do anything, you need to show me something, you're not going to do anything, blah, 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 and Ed Warren ended up kicking him out of the museum, and then on the way home, because he was riding a bike and his girlfriend was on the back, and on the way home they got into an accident and he died and she went into a coma and then, like, was pulled out of it, like, a couple weeks later. So
that makes sense. Yeah.
It's
like, okay, that's what I said. Like,
don't stay long enough to antagonize.
Well, it's not even that. It's like, I don't ever try to fuck with that stuff. I mean, like, it's like, if you see it, you're like, and that's what I said, when you actually see the Annabelle doll, like, compared to the movie, like, you're like, the movie version of the doll is very creepy.
Yeah.
The Annabelle doll is just like a Raggedy Ann doll. You know,
kind of
thing.
It still looks like there's something weird about it, but it's not, like, super creepy like the fucking porcelain doll in the movie. But that's why I really hated it, because we watched the Annabelle movie, and I really, really hated it, because it totally screwed up the origin story, because the origin story was so much cooler and so much creepier. Like, you probably looked into it because of the, like, with the whole parchment, whenever she wrote, did you miss me? And they're like,
So
I would have wrote back, be like, yes, I did, actually.
Yes, actually.
I wanted to take you to the store, but mommy said no. And then she'd be creeped out, because she'd be like, your mother's dead.
Yeah, that Annabelle, like, I've seen pictures online of the Annabelle doll, and then I saw it, and it looks way different than the pictures.
Mm.
It looks really, really new. You know, it's very close to what you're seeing in the pictures, but you know, that's why I was really skeptical. I was like, well, I've seen pictures. This doll's been around since the 70s.
Yeah.
It really hasn't aged very much. I don't know if that's just something with the doll in particular, or...
Or it also could be, since they have it behind glass, so then there's no contact coming into it, so then it doesn't really get dingy.
Yeah, there's no light on it. It's kind of tucked back against a wall in a corner.
Huh.
So...
So that's kind of cool. So, I don't know. So, usually like that. I mean, you're the second guest that's been on the show, but usually kind of ask, have you ever had any paranormal experience or maybe a story that you think that, you know, affected you in some way? Because I know you were just telling me something, which we want to do this. And actually, I found a couple of other people to join us maybe on crew. We actually have some people who might, like, not actually, not saying into it, but doesn't believe in this stuff, which I think would be great to have on.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So, I've talked to a couple of those people. They were on the show. One guy's a huge horror fan, so we're going to get more people on. But I did talk about, we want to do a ghost hunting thing, because you said you had, like, all this equipment, but not anybody to go with or whatnot. So I know, so you're interested in that. I know that's something we wanted to do, which I thought would be great actually for the show, and then maybe put stuff up on YouTube and everything like that. But yeah, do you have any, like, paranormal experiences that anywhere, either in Arizona or any other place that you went to?
You know, I stayed up at the Monte Vista up in Flagstaff a few times.
Yeah.
I always try to get the Allen Ladd room, and unfortunately, I don't have the phone anymore. But I had this really cool photo that I took of the room right as I got in there. Literally opened the door, took the photo, and in the corner of the mirror there is a face. You can clearly see a face, but there's a few items that are close, but not close enough to that mirror that possibly might be what it is. But unfortunately, I don't have that anymore, so I couldn't show that, unfortunately. But that case Steve's talking about is my mom's house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really interesting, actually. My father just passed back in September, and she's just been having some really crazy things happen at her house. Like, things are out of place, She's getting really, really deep dreams about babies crying, and then she, like, literally will hear these babies and walk around her house and try to find this, and then she'll kind of, like, realize what she's doing, and I don't know if it's just my mom's just getting old and senile shit, or, like, there's something, you know, so that's the case Steve was talking about was, you know, I want to get, you know, a few people there, do a couple of teams, just go in there for the night, you know, make it an all-night thing, because I always
That'd
thought
be awesome.
It was really interesting.
Yeah, I am really interested in that stuff because actually my parents are very religious, and though they're Christian, I don't know what I identify myself as at this point. Yes, besides Ginger, I don't know what I identify myself. But like the house that we were living in for, or my parents have been living there for like over 10 years now, I think, and I lived there for probably like 7 or 8 years. But, I mean, I know I've had several, like, weird experiences in that house. I've had a couple, like, dreams where I call them demons. I don't know if anyone else would call them, like, evil spirits or whatever. But to me, it presented itself as a demon, so that's what I'm just going to call it. Like, I've had dreams, like, demonic dreams where something will attack me, like, either in my sleep, or I'll have something, like, really bizarre happen to me where it's, like, coming at me. Or my dad actually one time had this dream where he was in the house and he walked around the corner, like the master bedroom is separated by a wall, and on the other side of the wall is like my dad's like sort of like office area, and it's also like it's like an office area and then the dining room and then the kitchen. And my dad walked out of his bedroom and walked into like where the office area is, and he saw two guys standing at the computer. And he said, in the name of Jesus Christ, leave. And they left.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like, it's crazy stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily like, it certainly seems like there's some sort of like something going on there. So I don't know.
That's
like,
what it sounds like. Yeah.
Especially because like, it's not just me. Like my sister's had experience. One of my sisters had experiences there. Like my dad has, my mom has, I have. And actually one time I was watching some, I think it was called like The Ninth Gate or some terrible Johnny Depp movie.
Yeah.
He's like, where's the Ninth Gate?
She turned into a lion or something in the movie.
I don't know.
But I was watching that movie, and then the next day my mom said something about how, asked me if I had been watching something creepy that night because she felt like there was something trying to get into the house.
Wow.
And like, I didn't even like say anything to her, like, because I was on the opposite side of the house from her. I was like, no,
right.
I didn't do anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's funny though, because actually I put a pin in it on Socially Awkward. So if people are listening to that, maybe they'll listen to this show this week. But I was talking about skinwalkers.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
So I don't know if you've ever had an experience with any of them or whatnot.
No,
I actually did. And we did not even know it was that. So back in high school on the Indian reservation, we were hanging out there doing stuff. So and nothing like bad or anything like that. But all of a sudden, like Scott's like, my buddy Scott was all like, dude, come here. And I'm like, what? We walk over and we see this guy, shirtless guy, hair covering his entire, like, head, and just standing in this wash area, just, like, wearing, like, ruined jean shorts and, like, no shoes. But in my head, I'm going, like, oh, it's probably just some, you know, random Indian Native American guy just out here or something like that. So we're like, go away, go, you know. So finally Scott's like, get the hell out of here kind of thing. And the guy took off, but he ran into, like, these cactus.
Oh.
Like just shirtless and ran and then disappeared or whatnot. Then it wasn't until later that we did some research and we realized like, oh shit, it could have been a skinwalker or something like that. So we're learning about that. It was so weird because after we said, I was telling this story to people, like we're up on this mountaintop and I'm talking about the story of like running into this weird, like, you know, thing out there or whatnot. And as soon as I do that, the phone rings and our friend Karen is like, I think I just saw a skinwalker. And we're like, no way. Because she was like not even in this area. Like she was like all the way like on Pecos Road or something like that with something. But yeah, it's just like, because I talked about one experience that I had with that thing. So, but yeah, no, well, I definitely want to check out. I know because like every time I went up to Jerome, we stayed at the hotel slash, you know, used to be a hospital and whatnot. So there's stuff that I always wanted to do like that. Like we were talking about since we can travel, thinking of just like hitting different haunted places, trying to get interviews and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm totally down for doing a ghost hunt. I think that would just be phenomenal. Like,
yeah, I think it'd
fun
be fun
to do.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
And then just play like some of the stuff back just to be like, hey, is there anything on this? Is there nothing on this kind of thing? So
whenever we actually do travel, I really want to go see Robert the Doll. Do you know who he is?
Mm.
Oh, ooh. So I know something you don't know. This is exciting. So Chucky is actually based off of something called Robert the Doll. So short version is there was a voodoo woman who knew voodoo, who was a slave for these people down in the south somewhere. I don't remember exactly where. But she gave this doll to this little boy named Robert. And back in the day, like, they used, like, actual human hair for the dolls and stuff like that. But supposedly, well, it's kind of fuzzy on how exactly the doll came to be. But according to popular belief, like, it was a slave who was unhappy. And so she gave the doll to Robert, and he actually, the little boy started calling the doll Robert, and the little boy started going by his middle name.
Oh, weird.
So, yeah. But, and then, so whenever people would, like, walk by the little boy's room, they would hear the little boy talking and then answering himself in, a deeper voice. And so, and a lot of times, like, they would, like, his parents would hear, like, a crash in the middle of the night.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's really freaky looking. His parents would hear, a crash in the middle of the night, and they would come in, and they'd find stuff knocked over, and, the little boy would be, cuddled up in his bed, and the doll would be sitting in a chair and glaring at the boy, and the boy would say, Robert did it. And it's just weird stuff like that. And then whenever he got older, the boy ended up moving out of his house and then got married, whatever. Whenever his parents passed away, he moved back in the house. He found Robert again and actually built, a little miniature version of their mansion.
Oh, wow.
And, just kept Robert in a room with that little, miniature house. And there was people that all the time said that, his wife said that she would hear, footsteps running around upstairs, and, people who would walk by would say that they would either see the doll, at the curtains or see the curtains move in the room that he was in, all this kind of weird stuff. And then after the owner of the doll eventually died, I believe his wife sold the house because she didn't want to be in there anymore. And eventually at one point it was owned, another family bought it, and they had a little girl, and the little girl found Robert.
Oh, wow.
And she started playing with him for a little bit. And then maybe 2 months, I think, after they moved in, she was really upset. And there was some weird thing that happened, and she said that the doll tried to kill her, and it's just bizarre stuff. And then there was another time where the house got completely flooded.
Oh, wow.
But they found Robert in the attic, and he was completely dry, above, all where the water hit and everything that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, now that he's kept in a museum in Florida now. And
yeah, he's in, Key West.
Yeah, he's in a Key West, haunted museum.
Hmm. Yeah, the Key West Arts and Historical Society Museum, I think it is.
And you have to ask his permission to take his picture, otherwise your camera will malfunction. Mm. The janitor says that he finds him in different positions constantly, and that he always leaves a piece of candy, or not the janitor, the security guard, and he said that he always leaves a piece of candy in the case for Robert. Yeah, and
I'd like to test that and take a picture, Just go up there and see,
Like, or maybe just go back every day for a week and take pictures and see if he's in a different position.
Yeah.
So
actually I think would be kind of cool to do is the first time ask him, can I take your picture? And then go ahead and do it. And then the next time don't ask. And don't use a phone, but use a different camera or something like that, and just see if your camera will malfunction or something.
You'd
like that.
Want to use
or
the
bring
same
like
camera.
Two or
you'd want to use the same camera, maybe different people.
Yeah.
You know? Just be like, oh, Steve asked permission. I don't. You don't. You know, and just go on.
Yeah,
I would
control.
Say that would prove it. Same camera.
But people. I'm always into that kind of stuff and things like that. So, you don't have to give the exact address or anything like that. So, where is your mom's house located?
It's in Far Gilbert, pretty much on the corner of the corner of the valley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on Riggs and Val Vista.
Now,
so,
do you know if anything has actually happened there, or has this just been a house that was built and you just it might be your father's spirit that might be hanging around?
I have no idea, honestly. The house is new. My parents were the first ones to live in it. So, we moved in when the whole division was being built.
Do you remember anything weird happening whenever you lived there, or?
No, I always just kind of got a weird, I wouldn't even say a weird vibe, but just at times.
Just sort of unsettled?
Yeah, unsettling, yeah. This is weird, I don't like being here, type deal. But it only lasts for a few seconds. And, my parents are big on antiques as well, so I'm always thinking that possibly is probably it, I'm like, okay, they own a lot of old shit. So that's the first thing I always go to.
Yeah.
What's the oldest thing, what has history? You know, because I don't think it's necessarily locations.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, sometimes it's location depending on, like, how old the place. But if you're saying, like, your parents are the first people to own that house, yeah. And it's a newer settlement, then, yeah.
It's not basically, like, Indian Bay Road around or anything.
I don't even know if there's anything like that at this point, you know. I mean, I remember hearing some of that stuff in high school where some people were like, my house is haunted. I'm like, you live in the foothills.
Yeah. Like, your house is 10 years old, man.
I'm like, who died? Yeah. Like, well, I killed my brother. Well, that's your thing. Shit. There you go.
There you go.
That's your own name.
Why aren't you in? And then I'm like, why aren't you in jail? Like, and why are you confessing this to me? This is awkward. I don't even know you. And now we're best friends. Yeah. He's like, you'll keep my secret to the grave. I'm like, apparently. What are we talking? This is awkward. But I was trying to get the history of some stuff, you know, and things like that. That's the weirdest thing. I was telling the story about Flagstaff. With the woman who hung herself, like, a long, long time ago. But the weirdest part is when I tried to find anything about it, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, there's no... So I don't know if it's just an urban legend. I don't know if it was, you know, anything. But it's weird because I'm like, it can't be an urban legend because I've actually experienced stuff there. So I just don't know why they're really, like... And that's the other thing that got me thinking that it might have been a foul play thing at this point. Like, people have two different stories where they say the girl hung herself because her husband left her.
Yeah.
Or he died in the war or something like that, and that's why she killed herself. But, like, at a certain point, looking at all this kind of stuff, I'm like, you're, like, covering up a lot of stuff for something that's kind of basic, simple, like, if she did kill herself. And now I'm actually, like, I don't know if there was, like, a weird, like, if there was a cover-up. I'm like, heck, if the guy was in the military, maybe he knew how to get rid of somebody, make it look like I don't know. But it was just, like, this weird thing. But it's, like, for some reason, I can never find all the facts. Like, I can't even find, like, the girl's, like full name.
Yeah.
And I'm even trying to remember her name. I know if you type it in on Google, you'll get, like...
Well, there's also the off chance that, like, because I know, like, sometimes urban legends will be built up so much around something, like a certain place, that sometimes there's something that moves in that actually, like, sort of thrives off of the attention in a way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that could also be a possibility that it's just something that's sort of, like, moving around and just...
Yeah. You need to go to a historian, a town historian up in Flagstaff, and get... Because those kind of records, they're not going to have archived on the internet, you know?
No, it goes back so far.
Yeah, go I was wondering about, like, that, you know, how you get
records, death records, all that stuff. Historians, Chamber of Commerce, all that good stuff, you know, is where you'd want to start, you know, to find that information. You know, go to the public library down there. They usually keep records as well. All that kind of stuff. I'm sure, it's Flagstaff, so NAU. I'm sure you can find death records.
Yeah,
because
it's one of the places that's now a sorority up there, like an all girls dorm. They turned it into. Another girl did find some creepy stuff though. She was filming down in the basement. She actually looked in, like, some of the rooms that were blocked off, or like a sub basement that might be blocked off, and there's just all this medical, like, supplies down there. So we don't even know if the place.
That's
was
my
like...
room.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay.
Don't worry about that room.
Not that.
It's
kind
a ginger
of...
room. Don't worry.
Don't worry about that. You're not allowed.
It's the ginger room. So I was also curious. Okay, so what are things that you believe in or would like to believe in, like urban legends and or, you know,
stole,
like,
my question. That was my next question.
That was your next question?
Yeah, because my fixation is Loch Ness Monster. Mm. His fixation is the Jersey Devil. Like, what's your fixation?
I have
fixation?
No idea why it's the Jersey Devil even.
Yeah, honestly,
don't say Bigfoot or else I'm
going to
cry.
No, just nonsense.
He's like, first off, it's not called Bigfoot. It's called second of all, his name is Sven, and he lives in the Netherlands.
I don't know if I necessarily have one. I'm more or less, like, more in the paranormal for, like, ghosts, demons. That's more or less what fantasy or not. But yeah,
fantasy. It's your fantasy.
Not fantasy. I didn't know the word I was looking for.
So
you're like, oh,
but just like, hold on.
I'm gonna make my own Casper.
Tell me you're a ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that what you do?
That's what I do.
That's what you do.
That's exactly what I
close
do.
Close your eyes and tell me you're a ghost. It's like, right before I come, just go boogity boo.
Ooga boo.
Ooga booga. She's like, so this is why you only have one date, right?
Yeah, this is why it's slim pickings out there.
I will advise this. Do not tell the person you're going to go see tonight that you were on this show, because I feel bad if she listens and going like, he's in the ghost.
This guy's a creep. All right.
Or it might surprise you. She might come over, just have a sheet over her with the eyes cut in and be like, hey there.
Hey.
No, I was just going to say she was going to wear a white dress, splash fake blood on her, and show up at your door and be like, what's that?
It's like, oh, hey.
David's like,
thank you very much.
And she's
goodbye.
Like, ha, this is real blood. You're like, damn it, not again.
He's like, poltergeist. Poltergasm.
Yeah, I would more or less say demons.
Okay.
You know, demons, you know. I would love to find proof of a demon or an angel, you know, because that would settle that, you know,
yeah, debate,
long life question there, yeah, or what's after.
I don't know if you'd necessarily find proof per se.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah,
at least proof in my eyes.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like that's what I mainly.
Well, no, because you're like me, and I know a lot of people. Like that's what I try to tell people. It's like I don't just run around going like, oh, ghosts. So yeah. It's like you try, yeah, to always look at all the logic behind, yeah, it. Going
nine,
like,
times out of ten, it's an air conditioning kicking on that's making footsteps.
Yeah.
Or,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Or it's like, you know,
or
it's
water,
like,
dripping.
It's, yeah, like, oh, there's this weird like orb. Or whatnot, yeah, you're like, yeah, but there's like, it's like you're in the IT room. There's, yeah, a fucking server. There's all, yeah, this like electric. Right. It's like, come, like, on, you know. It's like, but then it's like, as soon as you hit like every single checkpoint on your thing, going like, okay, there's no way to, because that's
no
the
way
thing
to describe this.
Yeah,
because
that's,
yeah,
like the Indian reservation is a, like, I haven't been there in ages, but like going out there, there's been some creepy shit,
oh, yeah,
that's happened out there. And actually, my Scott, he took a picture of something, got the film back, and this is before digital and stuff like that. So when he got the film back, he showed me the picture, and right off the bat, I go, all right, when did you take this? He's like, 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, okay, so there's no sunlight, there's nothing, it's dead of night. So I'm like, all right, I'm trying to figure out what this orb thing is. And I go, like, there's got to be dust or something. He's like, nope, not dust. I'm like, did someone fuck up? And I'm like, because where the orb was placed, it's not like it damaged any of the other pictures. So it wasn't like a bad picture that like the photo booth screwed up or anything like that.
And it's not like it could be like a fingerprint.
Yeah,
or
anything. So I'm sitting there going like, what could, and then I'm like, it's nothing. He's like, and then he tells me finally, like after I'm like, okay, I don't know what this is. He's like, well, we did take pictures of these. We didn't know if there were graves or not, but we just took pictures. And then as soon as we got the film developed, that was there. So yeah. I'm like, okay, that's the thing, because there's like, they said they were even there, and there's all these little like stones and stuff like that, and they're like, okay, how they were set up, they're like, this is like weird, you know, out in the middle of like nowhere at this point. And they're like, okay, so they took a picture, and actually one of his friends jumped over the one of the graves, and he was like, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And that thing came back because like he was home alone and he kept just hearing like scratching like at his garage,
ooh,
door, and it kept, mm, moving. And finally his parents come home with him boarded up in his bedroom with a shotgun like aimed at the door. And his dad's like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, I don't know, I just heard noises. Like,
I don't know.
Like kind of fucked up shit.
Well, because I've never experienced it, but from what I've heard, like whenever people have had like really bad possessions or like poltergeists and shit, like one of the biggest signs that it's something malevolent is scratching.
Mm.
So... Mm-hmm. Your friend fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he dumb fucked up.
Right.
Which I like to say that a lot to people, where I'm all like, you dumb fucked up. But, yeah, no. I mean, so that's why it's like there's certain things like you can't. And I understand, like, you're home alone. You hear some stuff.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, what's going on?
Your natural psyche is going to
Yeah, you're paranoid. You're like, oh, my God, water's dripping. It's a paranormal
activity. Well, I mean, usually that's what happens. It's like you watch a horror movie by yourself. It's late at night. You're like, I'm going to go to bed. And then you're like, then it's all like...
Yeah, it gets on your head, creak, you know, scares the shit out of you.
And you're, yeah, like, oh my God, I just watched The Creaking Bog of Bogness or something like that. And,
and
like,
then Toby shows up, you're like, damn it, Toby!
No, he hasn't. No, he does some weird shit half the time, Toby, where he just, like, stares at a wall.
Well, cats are half in, half out. You know, that's what they say.
No, and meowing.
Yeah, it really creeped me out the other day because we watched some horror movie and I was really drunk. And then Toby literally, like, went into the bedroom and was like,
yeah,
around the corner. I'm like, sitting there going, oh shit.
So, I, yeah, firmly believe dogs and cats can see certain,
oh, yeah,
things. Same with children as well. Small children, I think they can see things as that we can't, you know?
And actually, I have this, like, this is a weird thing that I have because whenever I was little, I used to, like, have an imaginary friend. And I'm the only person that I know of that didn't like my imaginary friend because she was a bitch. Her name was Katie Jo. And, like, I don't know if that was actually something or if I was just, like, one of those really, really bizarre kids that just was like, I'm going to make up an imaginary friend who's a bitch. Like,
I don't know. You know what? I had an imaginary friend that just did not like me.
He didn't like you, Daniel Tosh, both.
So he was
just like, fuck you. I'm going to play with the neighbors across the street.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
He would just leave. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, have fun playing football. They didn't ask me.
You dick.
Yeah. Aren't they making a remake to that movie as well? Drop Dead Fred? Weren't they supposed to be making
one?
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, they were supposed to be making it. I don't know if it was a sequel or a remake, but yeah, I remember them. Drop Dead Fred, which is a girl who has an imaginary friend. Basically, his name Drop Dead Fred.
Dumb movie.
It's, you know, it's funny. I saw it in theaters as a little kid. You're like, okay. And then, like, I think it was on Netflix. I'm like, I remember this movie. And then, like, 10 minutes in, I'm like, nope.
It's one of those that just leave it alone.
You're just like, you just remember how it was. Yep. Just remember.
Just remember.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let it ruin it.
You know, kind of thing. Yeah, it's a bizarre fucking movie. It's actually, honestly, not only is it a bizarre movie, but it's fucking dark, if I can remember it now. It's a fucking dark movie where this mom basically pretty much, like, tells her you can't have an imagination. imagination, locks this guy up. She, like, kind of releases him back in her youth or whatnot. But then it goes into this whole thing about suicide and, like, she's
seeing
overdosed
on pills.
Yeah, it was like, honestly, if I can remember, rated PG. And
what?
Was marketed to kids,
well,
if I remember.
It was the '90s, you know. Ren and Stimpy were gay as hell. No one saw it, so you were older.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know, it's the '90s.
And Gremlins,
yeah, yeah.
Well, Gremlins is the Gremlins and Raiders of the Lost Ark, I think it was, or PG. And then Steven Spielberg was like, yeah, we need to put something in between PG and R because these should not. Because I'm like, you watch Gremlins, and I'm like, this is actually quite violent. I'm like, people are getting slashed. People are getting killed.
The
Gremlins
woman flies out the window.
Yeah, like, Gremlins are getting grounded up in blood and guts are going everywhere. And I'm like, PG.
Cross-dresser Gremlins, you know?
Yeah, it's fucking the Gremlins that flash the people, you know?
So, that one is funny.
I mean, great movie. I love it. I mean.
So going back to the paranormal, like.
Great segue. Anyway, Naked Gremlins. That too.
So speaking of Naked Gremlins, paranormal. Well, this is just a thought that popped into my head. And I have no idea why. But is there any situation that you have where you really have no other way to explain it other than just like supernatural? Like, I mean, I don't know if you have like multiple stories or just one that stands out in your head or...
More or less, I see shadow people quite a bit. There's nothing else can think of what else it would be, you know? It's just like, unless I'm batshit crazy, like, I see them constantly at the corner of my eye no matter where I go. Like, I've even been on my motorcycle and we'll see it, like, just what, you know, like, kind of... Just, yeah, I would say shadow people is 100% paranormal to me.
Oh, okay.
At least in my eyes.
No,
you know,
I,
like,
no,
there's
I
no
agree
other explanation.
Because I've heard,
like, shit doesn't move around that much in the corner of your eye, you know?
Yeah,
because I've heard of those, the shadow people. Then there's also, like, the doppelgangers.
Yeah, doppelgangers.
I've heard those things as well, which is
mine's Ron Weasley.
Yours is Ron. You're like, did you ever see Ron Weasley just go, all right, what are my parents not telling me, and how come he got famous?
No, because I have not seen a Harry Potter, but when I first saw Ron Weasley, I was pissed. I was like, really? I could have gotten that role.
Like, you're like, damn
I
it!
I could have got millions of dollars or been a fucking stunt double.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You know, it's like, son of a bitch.
Well, actually, with the shadow people, I don't know if this is necessarily a shadow people story, but... like, I moved into a new apartment, and I've noticed, like, I've had, like, paranormal shit follow me around, like, everywhere I go, because I've lived in, like, 5 or 6 different places, just in the past, like, 5 years, because I move a lot, and I have had, like, stuff that follows me around, and I'll have, like, I'll start having, like, creepy dreams, or, like, demonic, or just, like, spiritual type of dreams, like, usually it takes, like, 5 or 6 months for it to follow me to a new place, but I had been in my apartment for about maybe a month, and I, because this was the first time I was living on my own, so every time I went to bed, I would, like, deadbolt the front door, I would lock my bedroom door, and just, like, make sure, like, I had as many barriers as possible between, like, me and whoever was trying to get in, if that was the case, so then I could get to a weapon in time, and... I have knives everywhere in my apartment, so side note.
It's like, am I giving you a creepy look right now? Where's this apartment?
Right? But so I basically was like trying to get myself as much time as possible to like get to a weapon and be prepared before somebody like got into my room or whatever. And I woke up in the middle of the night one night after living in this place for about a month or so, and I looked towards my bedroom door, and so my bedroom or my bed was like up against the wall, and then I guess kitty corner to the wall that my bed was up against was my door, my bedroom door, and I had like jackets hanging on the back and stuff like that, like, you know, just normal like clothing stuff. So I looked towards my bedroom door, and the door was wide open, and there was a shadow of a man like standing outside the threshold of my bedroom. And I kind of like looked away for a minute and went, I know I closed my bedroom door, and I looked back and it was closed, and there's jackets hanging on the back, and it looked nothing like the door was open, like nothing for me to even possibly imagine this, because I mean, there's a hallway, so there's no way that I could have imagined that it was a person standing there. So I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. And I fell asleep, woke up probably about 20 to 30 minutes later, looked towards the bedroom door. The door was open, and there was a shadow of a man standing closer, but still like outside the threshold of my bedroom door. I looked away, and I looked back, and it was closed. Jackets hanging on the back of the door. Everything was normal. Fell asleep again. Woke up a little bit later. Looked towards the bedroom door. The door was wide open. He was standing inside my bedroom door and looking at me. And I looked away and looked back, and he was gone. And I think it happened one more time that night. where he's standing inside my bedroom door, and then I looked away and looked back, and the door was closed. So the next day after that, since my parents are religious, I had this old verse pack where my mom had like written down verses from the Bible for me to memorize and stuff like that. So I took a bunch of those verses and like took pieces of tape and taped them on all of my walls. And started playing Christian music. And then before I went to bed that next night, I read the Bible out loud and I felt something get really pissed off then leave. Like I literally felt, I felt it like something get angry and then I felt it just gone.
It sounds very demonic versus shadow people.
Yeah. You know? So I was like,
shadow
I don't
people.
Know.
Sounds like something's trying to either latch onto you or is latched onto you.
Yeah.
And...
Well, I did date a Satanist for a while and he was into some really creepy shit. Yeah. So, but that was
he
back when I was 18.
Sheep.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a different
story. I was
story.
Not going
to
bury the lead.
I never slept with him. Just to clarify, I never slept with him.
I just like saying that. As soon as I found that out, I was just all lying.
I didn't.
Sheep fucker.
First of all, I never slept with the guy. Second of all, I didn't find out about this until after I dated him. And then my sister's boyfriend that I met him through was like, oh, yeah, by the way, he fucked a sheep.
Like,
I'm like, why did you people tell me this before?
Like really? You let me go out with this guy?
Yeah, yeah, like 4 months. They're like, you should go out with him. But then they're like, after I broke up, they're like, oh, by the way. I'm like, what?
No,
why?
When she told me that, I just think of Jane Silent Bob Strike Back where they throw the guy. He's like, you dirty sheep fucker, you know, kind of thing. So I just think that's always funny. But I don't know if you have anything else you'd like to tell us. I was probably going to wrap up the show because I know you got places to go, but I want to thank you for coming on. But
yeah,
you're more
me.
Than welcome to come back on anytime. Whether
do.
Yeah,
we'll do another
fun.
Time,
yeah.
We'll probably maybe watch a movie or you can talk about, or even if you want to recommend a movie or anything like that. So, but before we wrap off the show and everything like that, of course, you can find us on www.facebook.com/notanotherbhorrorcast. Go ahead and give that Facebook page a like. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter @bhorrorcast, also on Instagram as well. I just want to thank David for coming out. And David, you're welcome back anytime.
Thanks.
You want to be like, hey, I want to come on this week. Just
awesome.
Your,
yeah,
the door's
always
open.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So
if
yeah, if you come
on a Tuesday night, you're like, I want to be on a podcast.
Right? Tuesday or Wednesday or whatnot. But we'll keep you guys updated because it looks like we'll probably do a Ghost Hunting thing.
Yeah.
I'll talk to a bunch of people that we're gonna have come on the show as guests anyways, and see if we can get a little crew going. So then just take a weekend and just
fun.
Do something like that. That'd be kind of
love
fun.
Love to.
So, but yeah, so, Anna, do you have anything else to add? Do you have people to, nothing to find you? Or
no,
whatnot?
No.
Okay,
people,
well, if you're looking.
I don't want people following me. It's creepy. You can follow me on the Horrorcast. That's it.
leave it at that.
Yeah, leave it at that. Okay, well, you can also find me on all the other fucking shows I do on the network because I'm pretty much the network. I'm the mascot, I will say. But
very
until,
cute mascot.
I guess. I don't know. But I guess until next time, kiddos.
Carpe Noctem.
This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com.